Obviously, having worked with you and King Samoa for a little while now, there's mandatory placements on some of your countryside courses. Can you tell us a bit about what these are and what benefits do you think placements get from being on placement?
So the main categories that work placements fall into are work experience and, as I mentioned, industry placements. So work experience tends to be between 60 and sort of 200 hours that a student has to complete as a compulsory part of their study programme. That's normally completed within the first academic year. And industry placements were introduced in 2018 to the level three courses, select level three courses only, for a few more hours, for 315 hours, but that can be split between two academic years. So on a 2 year study program, you kind of do, half of it in your first year and then half of it in your second year. So some of the consistencies, if you will, between both placements are about the personal development that's involved. So we feel that work placements are so important to our students and to the industries as well that students go into, because it really helps support them in their personal development. So the social side of things, communication skills, working as part of a team, all those kind of things, but also professionally and practically, they learn about the real world, about real life, how to work in that industry. All of our placements, they have rigorous health and safety checks. They have, all of our employers are given contact details from the college. We talk about safeguarding. So we really make sure that our employers that we work with and that host our work placements know exactly what is expected of them. And we also do that for students. So we make sure that students know what the expectations are on placement, how they should behave, and all that kind of stuff as well.
Do you think from your point of view that placements help to make them more industry ready as well? Obviously, in sectors where there's more practical work involved, some employers would prefer somebody to come out who can almost start within a few days doing stuff. Do you find that's the case?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when work placements give students a real insight into industry. So I think working with industry experts on those placements really help to prepare them for when they leave college and they go into employment in that industry. I mean, historically you would have a student who would do a placement with an employer, and then once they've completed their college course, that employer may offer that student a job. So then you've got a really nice kind of journey for that student. They start doing a couple of hours a week on their work experience. They then go on to do an industry placement. And then after their college course, the employer wants to retain them and then offers them a job. So in an ideal world, that would be the progression that we'd like to see from a work placement. It's a quality placement that we really look for as well. So that's something that we're really keen to evaluate when our students are on placement. Is there quality involved in that? Are they gaining something from that placement? Is the employer providing them with a meaningful and impactful experience of the workplace? Because those experiences will help to develop the skills that employers need and employers want. So I think it is tricky because employers can be quite hesitant to have students with them. But a lot of them see the benefits of almost training the next generation of rangers, education advisors, etc., etc. These young people, they're studying their courses at our college because they've got a genuine passion and interest in that area. They want to go into that sector in a paid role, in a paid position. So I definitely think that, working with people who are industry experts help to encourage the students to do well to kind of gain those roles in the future.